We are talking, I don't know if you know, across the weekend there was a bit of a, I guess you might call it like a medieval festival of sorts down in St. Ives. And basically, there are some groups out there that are super dedicated to reenacting things that did happen in ages gone by. Fire and Steel, one of those groups, part of the Australasian Living History Federation. Basically, it's derived from names that I can't pronounce, just all to do with sort of, I think it translates to submit to my will or I will ravage every island with fire and steel. And basically these members recreate the warrior cultures of Europe and during the Viking era and stuff like that, as well as just normal parts of everyday life. And it certainly got me fascinated. On the line, Darren Delaney from said group. Darren, how you doing?
I'm fine, thank you.
So, look, I got to ask straight up. I mean, the Dark Ages, I guess you might call them. What is it that attracts you to that era?
Mainly it's part of my cultural heritage, as it is with most of us. Our heritage goes back a fair way, and a lot of the country's population is from Europe.
Mm. And so I guess, was that something where, how does that translate to wanting to fully get it exactly the right dress up and then recreate times from, or scenes from that time?
It's also a social thing. So there's a lot of social activities and a lot of socialising as well as the historical aspects. So you become interested in history and then, you look at these sort of things, then you find out that other people are doing it, and then that's a group sort of thing.
And do you find that this is sort of a better way of learning about the stuff that happened back then, rather than getting preached to from a textbook? If you're a young person, maybe the best way to learn is just by watching you guys show them exactly how it went down.
Well, one of the things we find ourselves doing a lot is correcting all the mistakes that movies and television make, and there is a lot. you learn a lot when you find out the actual truth of things.
Really? What's like some of the common misconceptions?
Fire and Steel, we're based in Newcastle. One of the things people notice first up is how we look totally different to the Vikings that are portrayed on television. Costuming and whatnot is what people notice are different. We explain to the differences of clothing.
Why do you think Hollywood try to glam them up? I mean, are the real life costumes actually a little bit more plain or something? Is that what's going on?
Well, in actual fact, the actual clothing was quite bright. And ancient people loved bright things. And a lot of movies and television you see are very dull and boring.
So when you guys are sort of, you know, doing one of your, let's say you're appearing at a festival or something, what can people generally expect to be seeing? What's a normal routine like for you and the squad?
Well, what we find we do at festivals is a combat reenactment, because that tends to be the most exciting part of what we do. People like to see all the arms and armour and weapons and whatnot.
Yeah, I saw your Facebook cover photo. You guys are all lying in the grass, presumably dead. So it gets pretty full on.
It does. We have battle reenactments, and of course, That cover photo is to show that we don't take ourselves too seriously. A lot of groups like to portray themselves as proud warriors and whatnot, and that's just to show that we've got a little bit of a sense of humour. So, you know, our warriors are all lying dead on the ground.
Do you sort of sometimes wish that you were born in that era? Is it like, is there something really romantic about it, or do you sort of like to just be able to dabble in and out of it, do you think?
Well, I definitely would not like to live back then.
Why?
It gives you a greater appreciation for what we have today. Simple things like turning on the tap and having water delivered to your kitchen, or going to the toilet in your house and having your waste just removed, just like that.
Man, overrated, I reckon. That stuff's just, you know, pointless luxuries.
Going to the supermarket for food.
Yeah, right.
Life was a daily struggle back then.
Far out. Well,
it's something that a lot of people really have lost that today is that life was a daily struggle, and but people did enjoy themselves. It was a lot of fun. That your days were filled with toil and providing your food.
And I can imagine there's a lot of work that must go into the props and stuff like that. How do you, I mean, A, how long, how many hours are you dedicating to this stuff? And like, are you making this all yourself? And where are you sourcing all this material?
Well, all our costume and weapons and armour and clothing is all based on artefacts that have been recovered from graves and various places. So we do take great pains to make them accurate to what the originals were. That also gives you an insight onto how things were made and how they were used and what sort of things were most useful. I mean, one of the most common finds in Viking graves is a comb.
Oh, really?
Whereas you often have Vikings and Dark Age people being depicted as being unwashed, uncouth barbarians, whereas they took great pride in their appearance. And in fact, Christians would mock the Vikings for how often they bathed and how much they groomed.
Wow, how times have changed.
Yes.
Wow, all right. So I guess in saying that, you guys must, do you sort of get together and rehearse your routines? Or how do you guys sort of decide how it's all going to go down on Showtime?
Well, on Showtime, we have a little bit of a story set up, but mostly it's ad hoc. We do have training for combat, because we have combat standards, so we need to be sure we're safe, because most of us want to go to work the next day.
Mm.
So we do have combat regulations, but it is it's almost like a martial art, so there are rules for how to fight, but each fight is fought out at the time, so you never know who's going to win.
Oh, really? So it's not choreographed?
Not choreographed at all.
Damn, so you could actually, this is some real entertainment value here, and the fact that it is so unpredictable, anything actually could really go down.
That's right, yeah. I mean, we were there for the Saturday and Sunday, and both battle days turned out differently.